Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Jacob. And this week, I'm going to record two episodes and post them both today because I missed last week because I didn't have a topic and then didn't really figure one out till late in the week. And, you know, here we are and went 41 weeks without a fuck up. And here we go. I fucked up. But it's fine. Nobody noticed because nobody cares. Let's move on. Hopefully you can't hear the dishwasher running in the other room-ish next to me. The kitchen. Anyway. I want to talk about today about some stuff I got on my mind. I will start this story with this. Okay, so I was creating another podcast, just a 5-10 minute recap of my fantasy football league, and so I recorded it, and then, you know, I was like, well, could I put it on Facebook, or could I put it on in our friend group messages? What can I do with this? And you basically could only, from what I've seen, can only post a video format. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just make a video, put a picture in it, slap the, you know, audio in there, and we'll be done. So I went to download iMovie because it was not on my system for whatever reason. Or I didn't have any sort of editing on my computer. No video editing. And I was like, well, or at least not the ones I know of, and not, you know, I don't know. So I go to download it, it's free, and it was like, you got to update your system. I was like, ah. So I updated my system. I was running Sierra, because this is a 2011 Mac Mini, and I was like, I don't really want to fuck anything up. And so it did all that. It updated, did a whole thing. Everything was fine. You know, and I made the video, and then it didn't work anyway. It wouldn't upload still. Whatever. I don't give a shit. That's not important. And then I went to use Photoshop, and it gave me a message. It said, hey, you updated your system, and we're not optimized for this anymore. And I was like, fuck. And the reason is, let me take a swig. The reason is because a long time ago, like 2008, 9, probably 9, yeah, it was 9, I bought the Adobe CS4. I actually purchased it for $300 via student discount. I got Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign. I use Photoshop and Illustrator all the time, not professionally, because, you know, my hopes and dreams never came true, but that's fine. It's fine. I'm having fun. I enjoy it. And so I've been using it forever, and I was using it on my 2009 Mac Mini, and then I tried to upgrade that to put an SSD in, and I got everything done, and somewhere along the line, I fucked it up, and it would not reliably start. So I said, you know, this thing's old as fuck anyway, and it at the time, this is like a couple years ago. I don't even know when I got this computer, but it's probably been a while. So, yeah, it's been a couple years. And, oh, fuck yeah, it has. So I got a used Mac Mini from 2011 at a resale store there, and I got a really good deal on it. And keep in mind, and I mean, it was like less than $200. It was like $170. And so keep in mind, I was totally fine using my 2009 Mac Mini. I just was like, oh, well, if I put a SSD in, it'll be faster, which is true. And it could have lasted another, who knows long, how long, but, well, probably not that long, because I would have tried to update it, would have fucking died. So it doesn't matter. Point is, I get this computer, It's faster. It's got more RAM. I put the SSD in this one. Everything is smooth. It was booting up. Everything's a dream. You know, it still works right now. I'm using it right now. It's great. Sometimes it's slow on the internet if I got a bunch of shit going on. But I typically don't use a lot of, I don't do a lot of multitasking. Not anything crazy anyway. So yeah, I've been using Photoshop and Illustrator with these slow, underpowered machines forever. And I've never cared. And so I was like, you know, I'm not trying to buy a new computer. Well, so I think to myself, well, why don't I just, oh, you know what? I got to back it up. It's set, so Photoshop tells me that it's not optimized for the system anymore, but it'll work. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Give a fuck. So I go to fucking use it, and it's like mind-numbingly slow. Like, I try to do one action, and it's like, wait, hang on. Okay, now go. And then I'm like, all right, well, that was weird. And then I start going, and it's like, hold on, we got to think about this. And I was like, fuck, I got it. It's done. Can't use this anymore. So I go into the preferences, and it says, you know, how much you can dedicate, how much memory you want Photoshop to use. And typically mine's high, because why wouldn't it be? Again, I don't do crazy multitasking. And it says I only have 3 gigs of RAM, and I have 16. And it says that because the system, I updated my system, and now Photoshop will not recognize, because Adobe does not update this program anymore. They're on to Photoshop Creative Suite. And I'm going to get to games, by the way, so bear with me. It doesn't matter. So Photoshop, you cannot buy Photoshop Creative Suite. Creative Cloud now. You pay a subscription, and you know what? Let me look this up. This might be a long episode. Adobe Creative Cloud. And Creative Cloud's been out for a while now. I never cared because I bought my program. So, wow, it came out 7 years ago, Creative Cloud. Let's just look at the pricing on this. So bear in mind, for what I do, Photoshop, every iteration is essentially the same to me. I've used it on a semi-professional computer, if you want to call it that. It was Creative Cloud, and I was like, this is the same fucking program. So I've never cared to upgrade, at least for what I do. I don't, you know. So let's go to the choose a plan. Let's choose a plan. Adobe.com. Oh, so photography, you get 20 gigs. I don't know what that means. It includes Lightroom Classic, Photoshop, and 20 gigs of cloud storage for $10 a month. I guess that's not terrible. Your choice, or you could get your choice of one creative app like Photoshop CC, Illustrator CC, or Adobe for $20 a month. All the apps for $52 a month. And all the, you know, it keeps going and going. You get more shit and fonts and storage and all. Oh my God, 10 terabytes of storage. Fuck me. Anyway, I'm not trying to fucking do this. And here's the reason. I do not Photoshop every day. I'm not a professional. I'm not, you know what I mean? If I'm paying for something per month, I like to know that I'm going to use it. I'm going to get my money's worth. And I probably, maybe the $10 a month, sure. I guess 20. I don't know. I doubt it, though. I doubt it. And I don't want to pair. I just fuck that. So sometimes I go a long time without Photoshopping. Sometimes I Photoshop all the time. You know, I just don't want the monthly. I don't like the monthly shit. I just want to own it. I don't want to think about it. Leave me alone. Fuck you. So I start talking to one of my buddies and I say, you know, I fucked up. I did this. My Photoshop's fucked. I borked it. And I might as well just learn a free program, something comparable to Photoshop. Doesn't matter. It's not that hard, I would imagine. I, you know, I can work my way around it. And it's, and again, I'm not a professional, so it's not like whatever. So I type in on Google free alternatives to Photoshop. Or I would have paid money too. I would have paid, like, you know, a set fee if it was a well reviewed product. But I just typed in free. And the first thing that comes up is Photoshop Elements. And I was like, oh yeah, that's, you know, I want the real Photoshop. I want the one I know how to use. And I looked up a video and it was like, oh, this is what comes with Photoshop Elements. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this is basically everything I need it for. You know, $100 lifetime license, and it's a 2019 product, so it's not already old. Wow, the program just told me it wasn't recording, but it is still okay. So Photoshop Elements, $100, you get a Mac and a PC key, and I went, well, click, and I bought it. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, at the same time that this is happening, I was already talking to my friend about building a real budget computer just to stream from. I've been thinking about streaming old PlayStation consoles, and I need something to do that. So I was like, hey, man, what should I buy? I want to stream old games. I don't want to play games and stream them. Like, I don't want to play PC games and stream them. I need a machine to be the conduit to Twitch. And he was telling me all about stuff. And I was like, all right. And I looked up some stuff. And immediately, I am looking for the cheapest shit that I can find that will be good enough. Let's see. I go to build an AMD system. I go to Ryzen. I find a processor that is $120 right now. It it's got integrated graphics, so it's, I don't need to buy a graphics card. So it's $120, boom, put it in a box, get 16 gigs of RAM, which is like $70, get a hard drive, it could probably get what I want for like max $100, probably go even 50, you know, and fucking Windows. And anyway, I priced it out. I can't remember what the hell else I had with it, but it was like bare bones. It was like $500. 600 max with like tax and shipping and all that shit. And I'm like pretty excited at this point, because I'm like, oh, that's not that much money for this thing that I'll be able to use or whatever. And I'll be able to Photoshop with it, because I'm going to have the PC key, the Windows, whatever. And my friend keeps throwing wrenches at me. He's like, well, you need a graphics card. And I was like, no, I don't. I don't need a graphics card, because I don't have a graphics card right now. My Mac Mini, it's an integrated graphics. It's an APU. And it's fine. He's like, yeah, but it'll help. And I was like, yeah, but I've never needed it, so I don't need it. And so I was like, no, I'm not going to buy one. And then I'm reading about the motherboard that I was going to purchase, and it said that you could add a graphics card later. And I was like, see, I could just add one if I need it later down the road. I can upgrade the RAM and upgrade the storage. Everything's cool, man. But then I get to thinking, should I spend $500 now and have a fairly underpowered machine, or get an upgraded machine, not anything crazy, but an upgraded machine with a newer processor. It's got more cores. It's faster. So it's more future-proof, you know? It'll probably last longer before I go, why is this not doing what I want? And so I kept thinking about it. I was like, nah, I'm fine with what I have now. And my Mac currently is from 2011. Only has two cores. It's using DDR3 RAM. And it's a 2.3 gigahertz machine. It's like, and it has 512 megabytes of this fake graphics. It does have a SSD, which makes it nice. But I was like, if I'm fine with this, I'll just be fine with the cheaper whatever the fuck version. So I'm thinking about it. And I was like, well, you do get, there's probably some benefits to having a graphics card. Sure, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Whatever. Basically, doing some research and, yeah, it'd be nice to have. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to spend all that money. That's like the most expensive fucking part of this build if I buy one. And I get, and I buy, I find a used graphics card for cheap. It's nothing crazy, but it is definitely more than what the integrated graphics on the other machine would be. So now I have a graphics card. And I go, well, if this thing is going to be my machine, I'm not going to be using the Mac anymore. This thing is going to run my streams. This thing I could podcast from. I could Photoshop. It could do everything I want. And so if I'm going to use it every day, I might as well just be get the machine, the more updated, better machine. Processor. So I get a processor. The upgraded one. Again, nothing crazy. But I've read the reviews, and it should do everything I want very nicely. Very nicely. And that's probably going to blow me away because of what I've been using forever. Now, yeah, so all the prices went up because before I was just going to get a little hard drive. Who cares? But now I'm like, well, I'm going to get a bomb-ass 1 terabyte SSD, the M.2 version. So it's mega fast. I'm going to put all my shit on that. And then I've been reading, even if, so Photoshop uses a fuckload of RAM. And once it's done, or once it uses the RAM it wants to use, it starts writing and rewriting on the hard drive. It's like using it as fake RAM, like in order to speed the process of what the hell you're doing up. And I was like, well, I don't want my main hard drive to continually be used, like literally constantly while I use Photoshop. So I'm putting a second hard drive in that's literally dedicated to being Photoshop scratch disk only. And it's 240 gigs. And I'm telling you what, I bet my computer is going to blow me away. So here's the deal. I priced everything out. And all in all, we're looking at about $880 for everything. Well, almost everything I need, kind of. Because I have, this is the other problem. So I've got a monitor, but I would like two. I've got a keyboard. I don't even have a mouse. I have a trackpad. I have an old mouse. And I have my drawing tablet, which is what I use as a mouse. And so I priced it all out, and it's going to be like $800, but then I bought the graphics cards, which were like $880, and, you know, no Wi-Fi, no fucking Bluetooth, other shit I would like. But here's the thing. If you go to Apple.com right now, let me just educate everybody. Now, I am not new to this. I understand that Mac products, Apple products, are overpriced. I like the way they look. I like the way they run. I like Mac OS. I like pretty much everything except for the price. So if I were to buy a new Mac right now, it would be a Mac Mini to save money. And I like them. I think they're cool. I've been using them for a decade. And let's go to buy. We're going to go buy one. We're going to get... You know what? Now that I do that... This is going to be more money. Okay, so... So, the base models of the Mac Mini are a 3.6 quad core, 128 gig storage, which is just awful. 8 gigs of memory, DDR4, whatever. So that's $800 just base. The other one is a 6 core, 256 gig storage. You know, it's got its, you know, graphics and all that bullshit. So if I go to try to make this comparable to my computer that I'm trying to build here, and what is that noise? Oh, it's a beer. If I try to make this comparable to the machine I want to build, I would have to, so starting at $1,099 already, over my budget. And speaking of budgets, I really wanted to go around six to seven and not over seven. But, you know, fuck me, right? So, we start at $1,099. Then we have to add $200 to get a 3.2 gigahertz 6-core machine. It's an i7. The other one's an i5. But, I don't know. Let's just say that's comparable. I'm not sure if that's really going to be comparable with the i7, but it says it will also turbo boost up to 4.6 gigahertz, but from what I've read that you'll never get that performance because there's thermal throttling in this machine, which means that once the CPU hits 100 degrees Celsius, its performance starts to drop. So, honestly, I don't know why you would buy it. So, let's go down the list here, though. So we're going to go with the 3.2 gigahertz 6-core. Then we would have to go to the 16 gig RAM, slower RAM than the one I'm building, for an extra $200. Then we would have to, I mean, let's just go with the 1 terabyte SSD, which is an extra $400. So... what? No. And I believe it's soldered to the motherboard, so you cannot upgrade that. Okay, so right here, my machine is about $800, $880. The Mac Mini, which is underpowered compared to mine, you can upgrade the RAM, but you have to take the whole machine apart, and it's a nightmare, and you can't upgrade the hard drive. $1,899. So, no, let's not do that. So I think, if all goes well here, and I'm expecting it to, once I fucking learn what the hell I'm doing, probably not going to go back. Because when I build this thing, I will be able to put fans in it. Or and more hard drives, like up to 4 more hard drives, or maybe 3 since I have an M.2 in there. I think that's what it was. I can upgrade the RAM to 64 gigs whenever I want, all by just unscrewing the side. Like, can't do it. Mac OS, still love it. I love everything. I just can't justify it anymore. Not now that my Photoshop is no good. So that's where I'm at with that. And, you know, another main reason for this machine, the main reason I was building the budget version, it's still technically, I mean, it's nice, but it's nothing crazy, was to stream PlayStation games. I do not have a fucking any room to do this. I don't have a setup for this. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, but I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. So I'm going to build it. I'm going to get all... See, and that's the other thing. Once you spend all this money, and then it's like, well, I got to go get a fucking capture card. I don't have a webcam. It's another $100 probably. You know, it just all adds up. Which is why I wanted to go with an incredibly cheap option so I could spend some cash on the other side. But instead of it just being a streamer and it's going to run my Photoshop, I really do think it's a better idea to get the better processor. It's got 6 cores instead of 4. It should last longer. It should be faster. You know, blah, blah, blah. But I do plan to stream PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3 games. I plan, you know, I don't know if I have a goal per se for streaming other than to make hundreds of millions of dollars. But no, realistically, I plan on only streaming older games, games that I just fucking want to play and don't want to play alone, even though I'll probably still be alone. Because here's how I see it. Okay. If there are plenty of streamers who play new games and they do the whole, like, let's play, like, react video, like, I will never, like, okay, The Last of Us 2 comes out soon-ish, next year. There's no way, you couldn't even pay me to play that game on a Twitch stream the first time. Never would happen. When I play a game like that, or most, pretty, just every game, I'm playing alone, and I'm sitting there, and I'm not talking, I'm not doing shit. That's why it's kind of crazy. People think streaming's easy, but I mean, playing games and entertaining people at the same time, and like, you just kind of, I don't think it's for everybody. Like, I don't play games like that. However, older games, if I'm going to play something just randomly, ooh, I could stream GameCube games. It's different because I've experienced it. It's just, I'm reliving it, blah, blah, blah. I know how to play it, you know, I don't know. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to play PC games, but I will pretty much say 99% that it will never, I'm not going to buy a game on PC that's on PlayStation. Like, I'm not going to ever buy Call of Duty on PC. I'm just going to play it on PlayStation. I'm going to get trophies. I'm going to use the PlayStation 4 controller, even though I know you can fucking do that. You can fucking do it. I know. I get it. Yeah. But that's just not how I want to do it. I want to play on my TV, on the couch. I don't have a way. I'm not going to do the PC on the TV. It's a whole thing. Plus, I have an OLED, and there are certain games that I would play on PC that are better on PC, I would believe, like The Sims. Now, I don't want to play it, but my Wi-Fi can play. But the mouse is a million times better for that. Or strategy game, you know, or like tower defense games. The mouse is just better. It is, it's no question. First-person shooters might aim better, but I don't want to fucking do that. So I would play those games. I don't know if I'd even stream those, but the other thing is that even if those games are on the PlayStation, games that typically stay on one screen or they're just the HUDs up like all the time, a little worried about that burning my TV up. I play games with HUDs all the time, but, you know, stuff changes. Like, you're not playing, what's that game? The Witness. The entire game is you staring at a puzzle screen and just fucking trying to figure it out, and that pattern just sits there forever, and I really don't want to play that on my TV. I actually streamed it remote play to my Vita to play it sometimes because I didn't want to blow my shit up. Plus, I had a plasma back then, and it was worse at screen image retention. But anyway, this episode's not about TVs! So yeah, I'm gonna stream games probably. I don't know if I'll like it. That is, you know, again, this PC is gonna be the daily driver. I'm gonna be doing everything on it. So, you know, yeah. So thanks for listening. Please, what the fuck is that? Please reach out and tell me tips and tricks on how to become a cool PC person. you can find me on Twitter at PopConJacob. That's PopConJacob. Thank you for listening. And hopefully I fucking see you next week, because, you know, I fucked up this week and last week. And all right, thanks.